When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write weekly columns for all sorts of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions, but now I don't do any of that shit. I just do this show. Joining me today, he's the unofficial official co-host of this here podcast. He's also a fantastic comic and an even more fantastic friend, which is weird because he's also a huge piece of human garbage. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May. Also joining me, he's also a fantastic comic who you'll be able to watch on Comedy Central's Road to the Roast Battle sometime really soon. Before that, you might have heard him on the Mean Boys podcast back when he was doing that. This is his first time here, and we're so happy to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Dosh. It's going to be a great show.
It's the other way around. It's the fins.
Is it?
Thinking. Yeah. The fins are the ones that people look down upon.
Really? Out there. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why do you look down on them? Because we know you do. Hey, also, welcome to Unpopular Opinion.
Everybody.
Hey! Hey, everybody.
Hey.
We are recording.
Yeah?
Right now.
Oh.
Right now, in fact. You can tell because the clock's going.
The online-stopwatch.com clock.
That's the one.
For all your online stopwatch needs.
As you might have heard in the intro that I haven't recorded yet, we have a new guest here today, Joe Dosh.
Hi.
He's a comic. Are you allowed to say the show you're going to be on?
Well, I'm going to be on. You can find me on Comedy Central's Road to Roast Battle premiering sometime. I don't know. They premiered the New York one last night or whatever day this happens to air. And I'm in the promo for like a second. But there's going to be an L.A. episode that I'm on.
You're so L.A.
Yeah, I am so L.A.
You really are?
You know, I really am. I have rescinded my former, you know, place of residence, and now I live in Los Angeles.
You're in South Dakota.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a Dakotan.
Exactly.
Right?
Should I not? I mean, I'm not going to, you know, carry a torch for South Dakota.
Yeah, you can't.
Kind of fool would.
Can't, well, you can't both. Rep the Dakotas.
No, it's rare. It's very rare that I get two
people.
Well,
I'm not from there, but yeah, I lived there for over a decade.
Really?
Sioux Falls.
I've, that's right. We were talking about this.
Yeah.
You know, people in Sioux Falls, they think they're better than everyone else in South Dakota because they like have like red lobsters and shit. And it's like that literally is just the level of trash we're operating at because they have like chain restaurants. They think like he might look at me like I'm just uncouth garbage. You know,
I dated a girl who lived in Milbank, South Dakota.
Ooh.
Population 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And one time her brother-in-law was in town and mm-hmm. we were driving to a movie or something. And he goes, man, how do you handle living here with all this traffic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like there aren't even cars here, man.
People were bitching about traffic when I was back home over the holidays.
There's no traffic in South Dakota.
Dude, my dad was complaining that he had to, because I remember I was flying out, because getting from LAX to Aberdeen, South Dakota is like a Sisyphean ordeal. Like, it's literally easier to get to Paris. And my dad, when I get back, was complaining that he had to park like 100 yards away from the airport door. Like, there's so many people here. It's midnight. Like, had to park away.
Because the airport's on like a lake, right?
You can literally park right up to the door of the airport. Aww. And he had to park like 50 yards away. And he's like, you guys, a lot of people.
Yeah, the entire parking lot at the Sioux Falls Airport is just infinitely walkable.
Yeah.
If you get the worst spot, you're walking like 3-4 minutes.
There's an airport in Worcester, Mass that was so unbusy that they would just film
Let me stop you right
there.
You look like Worcester, Mass was your first words. Go.
Yeah, that's fair. There's Worcester Airport. It like only flies to like Orlando. That's all it does. It's just like you want to go to Disney World? That's your fancy thing? Well, just go ahead.
Yeah.
But like they
to
filmed,
Orlando?
They filmed, yeah, it's just direct flights to Orlando. Airport. That's it.
Oh, what a bunch of trash.
Oh, we are real trash. real trash.
Taking that civil service bonus money and taking the whole 11 kids down to Disney World.
Definitely was a mail sorter when I was in college during the summers. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. at the Netflix. We were a Netflix hub too, and it was right when Netflix happened.
Oh,
it was like
DVDs.
Right when it started.
That would be exciting. Oh,
and wow. I was like, "What is this? Why do I keep getting these envelopes?" And the guy next to me was like, "Oh, it's this service where they like mail DVDs." And I'm like, "That's fucking stupid. Why would you do that? That's dumb.
You could just go to Blockbuster."
I literally was like, "This is dumb. Why don't you just go to a place?"
What a luddite cunt.
And just, yeah, just a real. And then
Netflix.
Like,
this will never take off.
I know. Like, but. See, if you had been introduced to it that early, you'd be like, this is weird and I don't know how to deal with it.
No, I would have looked at like, wow, what a prescient, beautiful idea. And this will change the way we view entertainment in a few short years. That's what I would have said,
Jeff.
You're
such a futurist.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the guy who gave me my first job running a website eventually went on to be one of the founders of Uber.
Ooh.
And when he told me about it, I was like, that's stupid. Just call a fucking cab.
Yeah.
This makes no sense.
I mean, that's why they become millionaires.
Right.
Because of the everyone that says, that's stupid, don't waste your time. And then they're like, oh, it turns out I made a service everybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Redbox was going to be the future. I honestly did. I thought it was going to go Redbox and then eventually just digital, like physical media was going to disappear. But I thought Redbox was that transition.
Really?
Sure. I did.
It was like
a video
store without the security of knowing you might not be robbed. Like,
I'm sure more Blockbusters have been robbed than people outside of Redbox.
Are people mugging Redboxes? That seems, you know. That
I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah. You know,
I would.
It's like, hey, I don't have HBO. Mug me. Like, it's just bad.
I can't afford to go to. I can't afford Blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly.
No, please, mug. I loved Redbox. I thought Redbox was such a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I did, and I feel stupid about it now.
Tell me more about it.
I don't think I'm going to.
How did it inspire you, Jeff?
Tell me things. Tell me more about Redbox. Yeah. I just want to hear about.
I had the app on my phone.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
I downloaded the Redbox app.
What did you use that app for? Hit it, Brett. Why is it not working?
Boy, I'll be some fun edits later for you, huh?
Oh, well,
this is what happens when we don't have Brett.
It works most of the time. It just didn't work this time. But now you're coughing. And that's just as good.
You know, the hardest part about this.
No, you fucked it up.
I don't give a shit. It's not my fucking job.
And now it's about
to
get all intense, and I haven't even said the thing. I'm not going to say it.
How about you said go fuck yourself? How about that?
I'm just going to say fade it out, Brett.
Fade it out, Brett.
I said that already.
But I said it better.
That didn't go well. God damn it.
No.
It's fine.
We're really knocking it out of the park so far.
We'll get them next time. Yeah, this is a strong episode so far.
Let's not pressure ourselves, everybody.
No,
we're here. Three of us in a room. We can't be expected to, you know, knock it out of the park all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of South Dakota experience in this room. You can't expect a lot of technology being pushed.
You just shush, you East Coast garbage. I am so sick of people on the East Coast in particular speaking down to the middle of the country like they're a bunch of rednecks. There is just human trash up and down the East Coast, and you know it.
Yeah, but we're educated trash.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. No,
okay,
you're
the
not.
East Coast
you
is
are,
an entire
you
coast,
are around,
by the way. But fuck off.
Harvard and all those people, they are like, they're not, like, they're not. They occupy the same geographical space, but they are so ascended all over you. Don't act like you're like Harvard adjacent.
And it's not like
rubbing off you.
It's not like Harvard is some state college where anyone from Massachusetts can
But our public schools are the best in the nation.
We're currently,
I don't know if you guys were aware
of that.
Did that register with you guys?
I can't tell.
Massachusetts and Connecticut are number one and number two off and on of public schools. Is that not a thing that registers with you guys?
Oh, don't you hate his tone?
I do. I hate his tone, his face.
Yeah.
There's a word in the German language, I believe it's pronounced Beckpfeifengeschicht, that translates to a face badly in need of a fist. And if that's not Jeff May all over, I don't know what it is. What else?
Yeah.
Is.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're a
that's fine.
But I've been punched
in the face fist. So many times.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Really soon, when you and Danger Van Gorder fight.
Yes, that's
we
right.
We have to announce that.
Official announcement.
Before we get on to the actual podcast.
Yeah, the official announcement. Me and Danger, we asked you guys to donate $1,000 to five different charities, maybe six. I think I added the HRC. Grand total, ladies and gentlemen, all of the fans donated in about a month's time. About $1,700.
Jesus, that's awesome.
Way to go, fans.
Yeah, so I'm really, 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 really happy with everything you guys did. So
now you and Danger Van Gorder have to fight.
We have to find a place to fight, but yep, we have we basically collectively raised roughly $1,700 for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, Planned Parenthood, Care Rescue LA, Islamic Relief USA, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Human Rights Campaign. So $1,700 for me to get punched in the face. I think that's a pretty good deal.
I think that's great. It's not a single gay charity in there, Jeff. I think you
added HRC. I actually added them.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I guess I retract my statement and go fuck myself.
I think all charities well, I are did, gay.
Roasted.
Burned.
I did
charities.
Actually. I had to add. I forgot the LGBT community.
No. Because so. Jeff is a huge homophobe.
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
He is.
Well, yeah.
There's a reason I put you across.
Like, he just can't he's just terrified, and that simple of a concept outside of his just his, you know, mental frame of reference.
Yeah, I have to if I can do anything good for them, it has to be through violence.
Yeah, just a wrathful yeah. simpleton.
I am
and
mostly
thank God we pointed you in a nicer direction.
Just real id. That's all I am. Just real yeah. just physical id. That's
yeah.
all I am.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
All right. So what are we talking about today? Internet trolls.
Trolling.
We were supposed to talk about gremlins, but we're doing that next week.
Instead of gremlins, we talk about trolls.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We're all sitting the same sort of like
the gremlins
fantasy monster realm.
The gremlins podcast we promised is still coming, but I might be writing a column about it for Vice.
Ooh.
So I'm also trying to put it off to see if maybe we can do those things in conjunction.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
So we'll see. But we're talking about internet trolls because we promised for a long time that we were going to do an episode just about Mike Favorman.
Which is weird, because I don't...
Yeah, we're not going to do the whole episode about him.
I don't ever want to give him any coverage, but I really don't like him.
Yeah, the way... if people aren't familiar, we do this stupid thing on the show. It happened because a guy I used to work with named Dan O'Brien is really obsessed with the Iron Giant. And there was a rumor that he kept a copy of it in his desk at all times. So after he had been on the show the week before, I think, we just asked everyone who was listening to tweet at Dan O'Brien and ask if they could borrow his copy of The Iron Giant. With no explanation, don't say where it came from, just constant tweets asking that question. And it annoyed him greatly, which that made me happy. So we did it a few different times. We did it to Soren Bowie. It cracked. We did it to Jay Moore because he stole a fucking joke of mine. And for the most part, people never pay any attention to it.
They either roll with it or they...
Because it's a weird thing to just have dozens of people, or maybe more than that, because people really respond when we ask
them to do it. The
Favorman
one really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... it's such a weird thing that I imagine people are just like, what the fuck is this? And they just don't respond at all, which is the right thing. Like, you don't respond to internet trolls yeah, ever,
but
which
it's
we'll
just
get
a,
to.
A goofy.
But yeah,
a goofy
especially
little
in this
dumb prank. Yeah.
But Mike Favorman.
Do you know Mike Favorman?
No,
are you familiar?
He's
a comic originally from Boston, Massachusetts, that is the stereotypical shitty beta male predator. Of every woman in...
Jeff, turn around from the mirror.
You think I'm a beta. This is... and he's just one of those... He's one of those, like, kind of older guys that's, like, he's almost 50. Mm-hmm. And he, like, tries to hook up with 25-year-old girls. And if they don't... He's like, oh, I'll take you under my wing. And then if they don't react positively to him trying to bang them, he kind of, like, half blacklists them from shows that he's on. The predatory shit that we come across in comedy all the time, and most people just shut up about it and let it happen until somebody...
Not you, one of the good ones.
I mean, I would just basically call them... No, I mean, it was after the Huffington Post. Because he broke... The Huffington Post broke a story because somebody shared of him, like, asking a girl out. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in that. I apologize for giving you, like, the wrong idea. And he's like... I wouldn't want to be with you, you fat pig. And he's like, went on a rant, like, and he wouldn't let it go. Mm-hmm. And
it started coming out that she wasn't the only.
Yeah, and like a bunch of women were like, yeah, he's really nasty. Like, he's a real rotten person. And so I think I had gotten into it at first because his Twitter is really just like a very Trumpian, like, all my haters, like, you know, you're gay, you're a gay guy. I fucked your mom, it's really bad. I think I wrote something like, oh, to be fair, I heard you were a piece of shit before.
Do you think his fucking everyone's mom, like, had something to do with all these people turning out gay?
It might be a thing, yeah.
Like maybe, like, you know, they had a bad experience fucking her mom, and then, like, she in turn smothered the child, and then we all know what happened.
It's a lot of nurture over nature. Oh,
okay.
In that situation.
Slippery slope. Yeah.
So
slippery
really,
slope,
like,
fucking
so really, as you say, this gentleman is just out there just kind of strengthening my army, so to speak. And just...
He was really.
I ought to thank him. He's like
orcs and goblins and all sorts of things.
Exactly.
Yeah. And but whatever. And he like he blocked me or whatever. And then we just Iron Gianted him.
Yeah, we Iron Gianted him.
And our fans.
And our fans really turned out for it. And what made it such an ordeal was he responded to everybody. Every single person who tweeted that at him, he would reply, "Oh, I left it in your mom's ass, faggot." And it's like that was every fucking response.
A lot of faggot stuff.
And it's like, oh, you really are the worst fucking person in the world. So then we just really started encouraging people.
And then I posted a thing on Facebook that was just like, if anybody wants to see what it's like to see someone have a mental breakdown. And then I posted like a screenshot.
Yeah.
And somebody must have told him.
Yeah, because then
he showed up and he started to like confront me. And I'm just like, oh, I'm not afraid of you. I will make fun of you.
I'm not afraid of nothing.
Yeah, I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to not be afraid of people. I'm big. I'm big and strong. That's the thing I can do.
Are you inside?
Let's shoot Jeff after this.
That's fine. Let's do it.
I'm big and strong.
But I was just like, "Fuck you, you predator!" He kept trying to like he'd fight, and then he tried to be like, "Hey, man, we don't know each other. Let's not." And I'm just like, "Fuck you!" And there was a little bit of
sound like you lead a rich, fulfilling life, Jeff.
Yeah, it was a lot of drama, but we needed it.
Drama for your mama.
Unless you want comedy to be laced with predators, these motherfuckers have to be called.
You know
out.
What? You guys should be careful turning your fans on other people. Like, because I remember that's what Opie and Anthony used to do just for decades, and then eventually like everyone who loved them and they turned on just ate them alive.
Oh, I know. So, they had to. It's like the story of their millions of dollars. Yeah. Must be such a hard time.
I don't know, man.
To only have a podcast where 100,000 people listen every day, like Anthony Cumia.
Yeah,
he's a scumbag. I know, but like,
it's not that funny either.
I think Opie. I enjoyed Opie. And
you know,
Anthony,
probably love
for like the dog pile.
Anthony Cumia, fucking Mike Favorite.
Yeah, probably. I'm not gonna. But he's. I mean, he was always tight with like the Bill Burr, like those guys. They're always.
Yeah, whatever.
But either way, and yeah, but I also was not so much interested in turning all of our fans against him so much as when he was coming after me. I'm just like, fuck you. You're a scumbag.
Yeah, because then all that started happening on like private, like personal Facebook pages and shit.
Yeah.
Because I left him a big comment because at one point he was like trying to imply that we were shitty comics. And I was like, every comic, like every person I know as a comic would annihilate you on stage, Mike Favorman.
I always think like when I see adults, like people older than me who kind of like respond to like someone, you know, is trolling them online or something and they respond to everyone like, well, fuck you, I left the thing in your ass or whatever. I always think like that was my high school years, just garbage nonsense like on message boards and things. And I just one day decided like I'm not giving another moment to living like this online anymore. And I'm really glad I got that phase out when I was in high school. So now that in my adult years, I'd be like, no, that is a total waste. But if you're older and there's all this technology is being sprung on you, it's like you didn't have that experience to back it up. So then you have like 40-year-olds, you
that
know,
don't
like
know
responding
how to
trolls
it.
All day. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. He's a person that deserved it. Mm-hmm. He really did.
Yeah.
I mean, if you knew some of the things he's done, like he's a predator. And in imagine if any job other than comedy was treated the way or like had the people working in, you know, think of it like an office job. If there was like the office predator that tried to fuck every 23-year-old girl that shows up, and if they don't, ruins their life. Like that shit happens and it's crazy illegal. But in comedy, we just passively let it happen. Like nobody speaks out against these people and it's like super shitty. And so I was like, fuck you. Like let's give him a hard time by asking him about the Iron Giant.
Like, that's a stupid thing. Fuck you. I'm going to give you a hard time.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, what can I do?
That's not exactly We Shall Overcome.
I get it. Like, no, I
we're going to, hey, gang, let's take to the street and give the man the business.
I mean, it started out a little innocent thing, and then he just really escalated it.
Yeah.
And then tried to come after us, and it really didn't go well.
No.
It really didn't.
I think the reason that happens online is when, you know, usually like when things like that escalate in real life, if you keep just doing that back and forth, like eventually someone will get punched or like it'll get to a level where things will get very, very serious. But that never happens online. So it just kind of like spirals into this tornado and there's no like ever like bam, violent moment of clarity that snaps everyone out of it.
I would be okay with running into him in the real life and just being like, you're everything that I said you are and more.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, and I know this is the part where you're right about Boston people being trash.
Yeah.
Because I would be 100% okay with him trying to fight me.
Yeah.
Which is like super, that's a little high schoolish.
Like you tell him that and then you do like five dips to show you mean business.
I do pull-ups. It's a better full body movement.
Yeah.
Do a pull-up right now.
On what?
You know, a real athlete wouldn't need to ask that question.
Adam, you said that like you have a pull-up bar in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I use it to break up ice when I'm making drinks and things. It's great. So yeah, the Mike Faverman thing, but we don't want to just talk about Mike Faverman. But he does like I feel like the biggest rule when it comes to internet trolls, which is what we were at that point, our fans.
We were goofy trolls. Well, they were
literally
the fans were like, you know, they kept being like, stupid bitches keep ruining my Iron Giant. You know what it's like, right, Faverman? And he kept, because people were just calling him out for the monstrous deeds of his past.
Yeah. But at that point, the best thing for him to do would have just been to ignore it. Like, it doesn't take much to hit. You don't even have to block people. You can just hit that mute button and you'll never hear. I
love that mute button.
I love the mute button
really
on Twitter.
Love that mute button.
You can keep following people and never hear from them again. It's amazing.
It really is. I took a class in college on like Bronze Age societies, and apparently like their whole thing was about like challenging other people about status in your tribe. And apparently, if you would challenge someone's honor, the thing to do is you could challenge them back, and you could kind of beat them either physically or be like, "Hey, I've got more land than you. Go fuck yourself." But like, really, if you wanted to humiliate someone, you would just go, "This is beneath me. I'm not even going to like entertain this battle on whatever field it is." And that is kind of like, to quote Frank Sinatra, the best revenge is massive success. If you can really just be like, no, this is not worth my time, that is really how you show someone. Because if you kind of engage with someone, you are implicitly saying, yeah, we're on the same level in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a video at Cracked back when I worked at that fucking place. And it was about, it was called Internet High School. And it was basically like,
it was a great video.
The human embodiment of all these different websites, but all gathered together at the same high school. And our former engineer, Brett Rader, rest in peace. He's not dead. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But
4chan, right?
Yeah, he played 4chan. And he goes up to a girl. I don't remember who.
Kotaku,
yeah, at her locker. And he like asks her out to prom. And she says no.
And he goes all Gamergate on him. And it's like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to tell everyone where you live. I'm going to post all your personal information.
And 4chan got really mad about that. And they were like, let's do the things we do. So they like started posting all this shit and like tweeting at people. And almost like right away, the general consensus at Cracked was like, well, just ignore it. Who the fuck are these people? Because when something like that happens, yes, it feels like thousands or hundreds of people are attacking you. But it's just one individual person spread out throughout the world, and they just happen to be on this one website.
Yeah.
So it's not like an invading army showing up at your home. It's just like one or two people showing up, and you can just be like, get the fuck out of here.
And they're only attacking you if you plug into it. It's like if you go into this building, 80 people will attack you. Like, well, don't fucking go into the building.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get. Sometimes if you have like a tweet that gets pretty good numbers and it's like an anti-Trump thing or whatever, you'll get those Trump people that really come after you. And just the best thing to do is just ignore them and they just shrivel up and die.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's all they do. They just they can't.
I don't like the way Jeff expressed that at all. You know, sometimes you just got a tweet that's just dynamite and people out there are feeling it. And then all the haters come in. You just got to bring them on and then, you know.
Such a battle.
And
right
then
now.
Go kiteboarding.
I'm getting so roasted. Oh, God. I need a salve for these burns. Yeah. Come on, Joe.
It's like Randall and Connor all over again.
I know. Dear. Oh, yeah.
We had Connor.
That's it. You're.
We had.
It's another alumnus of the Mean Boys.
I heard there was some controversy with that particular episode.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. We were
so delicious.
It was supposed to be a political episode. We were talking about the situation in the Philippines, and it just turned into roast battle. Connor versus
Randall. Roast rape.
Yeah, It was.
It was really.
No, it wasn't.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was. Like, there was some throne. It was really.
It was back and forth
to.
Because, like, once Randall had enough of it, he wouldn't do anything but
just
like respond
back
to everything Connor said. And Randall's funny too. It's not like Randall's not.
Yeah, yeah. It
was, like, he's not a comic, but he's, you know, he works for a comedy website and he's a funny person. But yeah, it was a real nightmare. It's a real nightmare.
It's real and funny.
I would like more of that again. If you could just please attack
you
Jeff,
got it
relentlessly.
I mean, light me up, Joe. Well, light me up, Joe. You already got on my show, so you're good.
I mean, I don't know. It's just you. Just you think you really think who the fuck you are, Jeff May? You think you're out there just saving the world? Like, is that what you do when you go to the gym? You're just doing curls like one and another, and like with this muscle, I'll save some damsel and I'll right all the wrongs. And oh,
is that
man.
What you think straight men do?
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's what I think straight men do.
Mostly right. Yeah, mm-hmm. mostly yeah. that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah that's mm-hmm. pretty accurate.
And then he does this thing when you like slam him, like, yeah, Joe, I guess you are right. Like, you're not the bigger man, Jeff. I see that.
I'm much bigger. Much
well,
bigger.
I mean, you are physically bigger, you lunk. But
two of you. I think I'm about two of you.
I think you. I mean, well, if that's to be perfectly honest, you could. You could take like three vegan skinny me's. You know. Yeah.
I wouldn't though.
Yeah.
Hate crime legislation.
Yeah. See. Yeah. Yeah, like, well, I wouldn't though. Like I hate his. Like, yeah, I'm a fucking dick slinging man who reserves his fucking male ego and, you know, channels it to a more proper way. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah. No, I can.
Fucking.
That's exactly what I can do.
Yeah.
No,
it's what I can and do.
To have your cake and eat it too, kid over here.
I don't eat cake. You putting that much sugar in me? Come on now. Don't be silly.
Oh, don't be that
no,
way.
I'm just kidding. I eat a ton of really, really sweet things.
Do you need him here?
No, I'm great. I think we can.
Very likable.
We can. Yeah, let's just call it a day. Oh. That's fine.
I can't help
really
it.
Don't. But you're cute, but like you're chilling. Like you look like a Build-A-Bear with like a fucking serial killer soul haunting it.
Boom.
Just a cute
roasted.
Little, just a cute little face with mean eyes.
Like one of those cats that hits you every third time you pet it. You
exactly. Know? Exactly like that.
That's like me. I have gentle eyes. Don't be like that. Don't be like that.
Any day.
So much venom. There's so much venom here.
Yeah. So when with the funny thing about the 4chan when they started like trying to dox people at Cracked, you could go into that forum and see their updates where they like launched their attack from. Mm-hmm. And about 4 hours into it, it was like, oh, I can't wait for Crack to write a response article to this and blah, blah, blah. And then like 6 hours in, it was like, why aren't they saying anything? Why aren't they responding to us? And it's like, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
You just let your bullshit die out.
Yeah. I was watching this documentary on Anonymous the other night, and apparently, like, you know, people kind of, they got this whole reputation as they're like, you know, hacker freedom fighters and kind of, you know, whatever. But really the way they started, they said, was they were just 4chan people who liked fucking with people who crossed them. And just as it happened, like, they would post things about Scientology and Scientology went after them. So they just started fucking with Scientology, like not for any ethos reason, but just because like they literally just started fucking with 4chan and whatever faction they decided. And then it got spun into here, these anonymous freedom fighting hackers taking on Scientology for greater good. But it's like, really, no, they were just trolls that were pointed in a decent direction. And then they slapped like a kind of a freedom fighting banner over the top of it.
They used their evil for good. Well, we did on the Monday show. We talked about how Anonymous pretty much fell apart because of the Trump presidency.
Yeah.
Because of the Trump candidacy, really.
Yeah.
That was a Vice article. They interviewed some people who claimed that things got so fractured over Trump. Like they announced a war on Trump at one point.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, nothing. They just like disappeared. And it was, he
didn't say anything bad about video games.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, we can't get that mad at him.
Yeah, they didn't. They apparently, as the election campaign progressed, some of them started siding with Trump, and it split the union. Mm-hmm. And now there's no Anonymous anymore. That sucks.
There's Anonymous in Confederate hats and Anonymous in union hats. It's a big, brutal civil war.
Dearest Violet, we sustained a dox attack on the Yankees today and flooded the servers with a million hits.
Yeah,
my heart longs with the fiery pangs of your absence.
It's a good Geraldo pull.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
true.
A great bit. That's such a good one. I shattered my V for Vendetta mask the other day and had to order one that was printed up in China. Poor guys.
Poor
guys. Are they going to attack now?
Probably us.
Probably,
for saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For saying all this. We'll be next.
I got trolled by a couple students. a couple former students.
Mm-hmm.
They came after me, and it was this, like, at first I was just kind of like, I would.
You mean like your students? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because, you know, I retired in 2012.
Right.
And then immediately went into sort of like a public, where I had to put myself out mm-hmm. there on social media and stuff. Right. So I became accessible because I had to be.
Sure.
So the kids found it. Mm-hmm. They found me on Twitter, and they would just kind of like try to troll me or try to give me a hard time. And it,
yeah.
There was like one or two kids that were just such pieces of shit that I would just kind of zing them back like
right.
better than they could. And then after a while, I was like, what am I doing? These kids yeah. are 16.
You really outsmarted those children.
Exactly. Right? And then I'm just like, oh, fuck it. It's not worth my time. And then I just ignored them. And then
it's
they
not
just
worth my time. You know, gotta go out skateboarding and I gotta get a good pump on. And, you know, I'm out there,
living the
life.
Center of gravity for skateboarding.
No, I think you would just topple.
No, yeah, of course I would. My center of gravity is so tall, I fall over doing anything requiring balance.
I just imagine you having a lot of like graceless physicality, like you yeah. like you couldn't ski with a gun to your head, but you could easily punch a hole through a wall.
If yeah, that that's actually yeah, that sounds
that's
about
super,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why boxing was my sport, and I yep. skied once, and then I was like, well, I keep falling over, and this isn't okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't think I would want to ski.
Oh, it's fun. Ugh, it's a good time. Love it. Used to miss it.
That's what killed Sonny Bono. Rest in peace.
Wasn't he like playing football?
Yeah. Isn't that the Kennedy? A Kennedy.
That was right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sonny Bono was riding a horse.
He got shot while he was playing football.
He was riding a horse on skis?
No, I'm joking. I'm mixing up him and Superman.
Little ski
no.
shoes.
Superman crashed his plane into the water.
What?
That was a Kennedy, actually.
That was a Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Superman got thrown off a horse.
Yes.
A super horse.
The horse's name was Kryptonite. We're bad people.
Yeah. But how funny.
You know, he
went
to Juilliard, by the way.
Christopher
really? Reeve. Yeah.
To do Superman movies?
He and Robin Williams were the two like scholarship students that Juilliard picked.
Wow.
Like they were like the same year. I always find that fascinating that those two were the ones that couple.
I've always maintained Robin Williams was a better actor than comic.
Oh yeah, that's why he didn't he win an Oscar for Good Will Hunting for supporting actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was for something. I don't know if it was for that or for Dead Poets Society.
He was a great.
Yeah, he's fucking dead now.
he acted like he was happy for a while.
He is dead of sorrow. All right.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He sorrowed himself to death.
Now he joined that society.
Because
he's dead.
Because he's dead? I get it. Because he's dead now.
He was living, and now he's dead.
Oh, that was a really good joke.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going on the album. It's going on the album.
Yeah. We're just going to compile your album.
Jeff May's
jokes on this
buy
podcast.
Jeff May's Lunk Thoughts on iTunes coming out shortly.
But do buy me and Jeff May do have a comedy album you can buy on.
Ooh. We did a split album.
Oh, that's
CDBaby.com. Yeah, we did a split album like fucking grunge bands in the 90s.
Yeah, we did a split 7-inch with our hands all X'd up.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty hardcore, you guys.
We are the most.
It's called Gift of the Magi 2.
You can't see fucking Jeff just throwing up the metal horns, as you said, too.
It was the number 2.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because there's 2 fingers on this.
That was pretty badass, though.
You like that?
Yeah, I liked it. We should have put horns on the album cover.
We are the worst people
with
for
flames.
Not knowing that.
Yeah.
Well, you should have an album coming out soon.
Yeah, I don't.
But you should.
Why not?
Like, you should. You've compiled an hour of material,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have. I don't know, I believe this year, kind of when I record something at... I think next time I headline a club, I will record that and make it an album. I just haven't had, I don't know.
Is it not because you're not good at stand-up comedy? Or?
Oh, that's a preposterous notion. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just at the point where I'm like, yeah, I could have something to record. Also, I don't want to like just be at a point where I'm on the road doing my act and like, here, do you want to buy my act? Like, I'd like to have.
Yeah, but you kind of gotta.
Yeah, I suppose.
Which is weird.
It's do like you though? Weird...
I mean.
Why?
Because you don't make money touring unless you have merch of some sort.
I'm doing
it. It's hard to not. Well, okay, yes, but for the layman,
yeah,
it's hard.
For the layman,
I mean,
for the lowly untelevised types, you know.
I mean, but for sure, yep. Like you're making money doing TV stuff more than you are.
No,
you really make your money. Mm-hmm. Wow, how does that even happen?
I don't know. People kind of bumble into your life, and the higher you do comedy in places, and eventually you string enough months there together of doing that, and you're like, wow, I'm kind of doing this now.
I want an album from you.
Okay.
I want a Joe Dosh album.
I'm going to record it and then throw it into a sewer just to dishearten you.
Oh.
Damn.
It's a good statement.
Yeah.
What did everyone think of the Steve Martin, Carrie Fisher debacle?
Lordy. It's a little frustrating.
Yeah.
I really, more than anything, if we're gonna, you know, play look at the positive with the Trump presidency, I hope that whatever liberalism in America has turned into, I really hope they take this whole thing as a giant reality check. I kind of don't think that'll happen. I think they're going to double down even harder. But like, I mean, I saw that tweet and it's like, he literally said, when I first saw Carrie Fisher, I thought she was the most beautiful woman. And then I found out she was smart and this, that, and the other. And they were so mad. It's like, isn't that just
called her a creature?
Like, if you see a person, like, would you not be like, yes, I reacted to the things I saw, yeah, and then I reacted to the things
that
are beyond what I saw? Like, are like SJW is like mad at causality.
The left is doing a really great job of cannibalizing itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you watch it, when you're a logical thinking person on the left, it is very frustrating to see, like, and you hate to use all the words because you try to be progressive. Like, I think for the most part, like, as progressive as a straight white guy can be, like, I get it. But like, on the same thing, it's like, you guys are arguing about this, you know, you're arguing about which name to use or which words to say. Yeah. And meanwhile, there's a movement coming over here of white supremacists,
yeah,
that are organizing, and you're all too busy fighting over whether or not Bernie got ripped off, and so you're not going to vote for Hillary or whatever. It was weird. It was a weird thing to see people just really caving. The left is caving in on itself.
It's kind of a new kind of, I guess, opiate of the masses, really, because if you're out online just, oh, I tweeted this thing about, you know, something Steve Martin wrote, then it's almost like you've punched your I'm a good person card for the day and you don't need to do anything that requires you leaving your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always been my problem with, like, hashtag
hacktivism, right? Or...
Yeah, no.
Hackers, the other one.
Hackers
the other
do
thing,
something,
the,
you know.
Yeah, but
slacktivism is
slacktivism.
The word
that's the word.
But like hashtag campaigns, and
yeah,
you know, like, oh, I took a picture of myself in bed with messy hair for Syria. It's like, yeah, you didn't do that shit for Syria.
I mean, you know, and it's not even like that stuff is bad. It's not. It's just when it is when it's like a substitute for doing other things. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I remember like the whole safety pin thing was a real awkward situation because I was like, oh, I will do this because I want people to know that they are safe with me. And then everybody I
then
know.
I'll totally fight anyone who fucks with them, which is what you really want.
I will.
I mean, I understand.
I would absolutely
You're just channeling your just baser, yeah, you know, testosterone-fueled urges.
I'm a good weapon to point at a person who does bad things.
Yeah,
right.
Like, it's
but
not
that...
a bad thing. But like when I saw people were just like, fucking, the safety pin does nothing. And I'm like... You sure? And they're like,
yeah,
yes, it does nothing. I'm like, all right, then I'm going to take it off. I at first viewed it as like when dogs have leashes with the green ribbon tied on it, where you know it's like a pet friendly dog versus a red ribbon means don't come at my dog because he's skittish or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I was viewing it in that way because like I look like a person who's committed a lot of hate crimes. Like I get that.
Don't flatter yourself.
I know who I am. I know my brand, Joe.
Yeah.
But and so
I look like a man who could fuck a lot of people up, but I wouldn't though because I'm gentle. Everyone, oh, just branding yourself with every goddamn sentence, it really annoys me.
You know, I like that you put those words in my mouth, but I already put those words in my mouth. But I got it, so I was like, I'll wear this so people know I'm like not gonna be a piece of shit to them. And then when people were like, fucking get rid of it, I was like, all right, I'll get rid of it. That's fine. I get it. I understand. Maybe that seems like I was placating or not doing enough or whatever, or just wanting to feel good about wearing one.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I get it. I'll just fight the fuck out of anybody that does anything anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
With the safety pin I now have in my hand.
I'm amazed. To this day, I don't quite know. I'm not entirely sure the effectiveness of protesting, but I'm amazed at the amount of people who will rant and rave like from their house all day. But like the idea of like going down to MacArthur Park when there's thousands of people going and just being part of something, you know, they're like, well, you know, I'm busy or whatever. Yeah,
gotta watch Black Mirror.
I mean, I used to think that like protesting was pointless. I've started going to some recently and I'm like, you know what, definitely like the Trump protests in LA made me feel like, I'm like, okay, like there's a lot of big, scary people and they're loud and they get a lot of attention, but there's so many people who are like, this is not okay. And I see them here in the flesh and it made me personally feel a lot more hopeful about the world. And I bet everyone who went to that protest did. And it's like, protests don't do anything. Well, they kind of, you know, lift doomed spirits, really.
Well, they do a lot of things. That's what started the revolution in Egypt.
Yeah.
It was just protests.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually those protesters made enough points that the military was like, yeah, they're right. Let's get this guy out of office.
Yeah.
We looted on that protest, by the way.
You did?
Raquel and I, yeah. We threw some trash cans.
The Egypt
businesses.
One?
No, the one here.
Yeah.
The one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, can't afford
it. It's funny. I actually robbed your place while you were out looting. Because I figured...
That makes sense.
Yeah, you rob my ears of enjoyment with every anecdote you tell.
You really are. You really are just... You mean boys can't not do this, and I understand that, whatever, but you roast guys. You can't turn it off, can you?
No, I can't.
You, really you can't. Roast guys. You really like poking the bear. Good thing this guy's a teddy bear. Am I right? Unpopular opinion?
Oh, just see so many burns. Where's Randall here?
Yeah. And we're Skyping in Randall right now.
Oh. He's burning Joe's apartment.
Randall seems like a fine gentleman.
Randall's so amazing.
That's
Randall's really great.
I was at a show that Keith Carey was like emceeing, and he was doing like roasty like spelling bee. It was like a spelling bee, and they hired him to do like to read the words in the sentence, and the sentences were like roast jokes about everyone's mom. And, like, the crowd was really starting to hate him because it was so mean. And I was just like, this is what is going to happen now.
Yeah.
They're going to do this thing that you're so goddamn good at. And the crowd is going to hate you for it.
Oh, yeah. The abyss is gazing back hard.
It's right there. But it was so great because every joke was so funny. Mm-hmm. And just the crowd was just like, well, that really wasn't very nice. I didn't come here to hear mean things. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
I'm a Christian and my ears are not garbage cans.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
So, the Steve Martin thing, I think we can all agree that was...
That was really overblown.
But
here's the other thing about the internet is one or two people saying something on the internet gets shared, and people say, "Look at all this outrage! I've seen these tweets a million times already."
Yeah,
but it's only like two or three people, and it also I think most people that were doing it were very like white dudes, like really jumping to that whole like the white knight.
Yeah, probably
keep diagnosing yourself. Go on. White dudes and what? White dudes who feel small inside, who feel the need to project an identity that the world needs to see with every second.
How's building yourself up feel, Joe? Do you feel good?
Jeff, you're losing.
All the guys that called
you're losing this roast battle, Jeff.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know. Where are the cameras? Oh, my God.
Where's Ashton?
Oh, where's the periscope? Where's the wave? How am I going to succeed without this?
Do you like how he thinks he's better in roast battle because he's too scared to partake in it? Is that how you read what just that exchange just now?
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean,
no, that's it.
I've never done a roast battle either. I was on Burn Booth, though.
I was going to do a bunch earlier on, and then every person just decided not to do it. Like, there was like four people that I...
You'd be good at it.
That's because you're a good comic.
And they really backed
like,
out.
Like, I see some of these roast battles, and I'm like, really?
Well, I mean,
I haven't heard that person tell a funny joke yet. And
I think every time I would see like Jeff Suing or Leah Kajanian or Joe or Keith,
they're funny.
Just absolutely fantastic. And then,
you
know, sometimes you see some people who are...
Like there was one
open micers that aren't great.
There was a comic. I'm not going to say the name, but they.
You guys do like dropping names on this podcast. That's for sure.
Well, I just want to give credit to people that are great, and I think the people that listen should know about a lot of these people.
See, I picked on him a little bit. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to be an innocent martyr over here.
Well, no,
thank you, buddy.
On Facebook,
you're welcome, asshole.
On Facebook, like begging people to roast her. Like she got booked at this roast battle, and no one wanted to roast her. And I have to assume it's because she's a shitty fucking comic.
Maybe it's like the Jake LaMotta fight. You fought everyone. There's no one left for you to fight. You're gonna go fuck up Gennaro.
Yeah, that's gonna say when because there's that top 10, the rankings of those. I mean, it's got to be a point where like the top of the top, you guys are all just beating the shit out of each other.
That is kind of the thing
like,
of now.
How do you get like who else does Alex Hooper have to fight?
Most people in who've done it and who are you know fairly good at it we've kind of all roasted each other. Sometimes like I've roasted Jamar twice and I've really liked what we've done both time. But it's that is kind of the whole new thing is you got to a lot of the people who've been kind of in it have kind of like as I said kind of roasted each other already. So I got to bring new people in.
I think as like new comics from different places are going to come in and they've always wanted to do this. This is going to be their chance.
But right.
I do see a lot. And I've seen, you know, because every once in a while, if I'm up, I'll watch it on Periscope. And it's sometimes some of those undercards are brutal and like just hard to watch. And then sometimes they're really fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating idea that came out, and I'm glad for the success of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. I'm not angry. I'm not mad.
I mean, it
just lit me up.
It was basically an HBO show in the 90s. It's called Snaps. Remember Snaps?
Did you ever see Snaps?
I'd never seen Snaps. I've never heard of this.
Snaps was just comics.
Was it like dozens?
But it was all black comics.
Oh, do you guys let black people in the comedy?
There was a show. Yeah, like,
definitely not.
Are you for serious? Right? Because I will fucking go off on a tirade right now.
What about gay people?
About black people?
Yeah, no, about the fucking Comedy Store and its perceived lack of diversity, which I think is fucking garbage. Because of my time at the Comedy Store, I am friends with a Mexican gang member and a guy who's basically a Crip. Okay, you know, there's no reason like a little upper middle class white guy.
Basically,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know,
is it iced tea?
I just see Joe just crossing off his checklist.
Well, my point is like, I haven't come close to like, and there's kind of no reason like a white gay kid from South Dakota like should meet people like that normally. But
or anybody.
There are people, or anybody ever. I should be holed up, you know, like in a prison. I should be holed up in a prison of my own spite, of course. But anyway, so yeah, I really kind of have a problem when people act like the Comedy Store has a diversity problem, because I have met people who I would never meet in any other walk of life, and a lot of other walks of comedy, frankly.
Working in the
kitchen?
Because
of the Comedy Store.
They were in the kitchen.
No, they weren't in the kitchen.
Is that not what the thing is?
That was not what the thing was.
Well, someone diverse got murdered on the steps of the
comedy store. Sure
that's
did.
Pretty diverse,
yeah.
Right?
That's super
true.
Diverse.
Oof. That was during Roast Battle.
There's no murderers happening anywhere else.
Yeah.
God, this whole lineup, there's not one murderer among you.
Should we do comments?
Sure.
We should read some comments. There's music for this, too. You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even matter. But I want you to know that's not true. We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few episodes and respond to them personally.
Personally.
Fade it out, Brad. Oh, that's so poignant. Every single time. Every single time. All right. Let's look at some comments. Can you guys see these on the screen?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the screen. Which episode this is for?
This was the least anticipated podcast of the week. Things to look forward to in 2017.
I like that. That's positive.
It is. Ark says, watch John Wick, Chet. Yeah, Chet's never seen John Wick and refuses to watch it.
He didn't watch Die Hard either, right?
Yeah.
He's like, is he one of those guys that's like, I don't like things that other people like?
I have to admit, I've never seen Die Hard in my life.
Have you seen John Wick?
Nope.
Joe,
you should see John Wick.
Okay.
You should see Die Hard and John Wick.
Don't you want to see a guy kill a bunch of people because they killed his dog?
Is that what Die Hard is about?
No, that's what John Wick is about.
Oh.
John Wick is literally just, you killed my dog, now I'm going to kill all of you.
Here's how good John Wick is. I saw that movie with Quincy in the theater, and he did not take any phone calls in the middle of the movie.
He just stands up, announces to the theater, hey, I got to take Ellen's call, everybody. I'll be right back.
He did that in we saw Transformers 4, and it was so bad. It was so bad. That he answered the phone, and I was like, this is the best part of the movie right now, is that Quincy's on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw that with Quincy. It was a damn good movie.
Yeah.
John Wick was a surprise good movie, too, because it's like Taken. Nobody was expecting anything out of it, and so right. When they saw it, they were like, oh, shit, or like Warrior.
Yeah, John Wick Warrior? Was amazing.
Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton. It's an MMA movie.
Have you guys seen La La Land yet?
Oh, God.
Not yet.
It's so beautiful. I loved it.
I get just what's going on right now.
No, you don't get what's going on right now. Joy is what's going on.
Did you see Joy? Is that what you're talking about? No, the next movie you want to talk about?
No, I did not see that.
I have not seen either of those.
I have not seen those either.
But I don't like musicals. I can't do it.
Well, then you're not going to dig it.
I'm not a huge musical fan.
Oh, it was
Team America. Team America is a fantastic musical.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
No, it's a musical.
What did I just say?
I think you said something worthless and stupid. That's what I think you said.
Let's read more comments, you piece of shit.
We didn't even... Oh, yeah.
What?
Never mind. Chet said, to Ark, I'm open to being swayed. Your biggest reasons why to see the movie.
And Ark replies, the movie is a great revenge story. If you like action, then you can watch it just for that. And if you follow the story, there is a deeper level of emotional complexity.
Now, I did not get that in your pitch to me a second ago.
Wait. The next line is, the way Adam described the movie doesn't sound that good. Hey, fuck you, Ark. But the movie itself is worth a watch. At worst, it's 101 minutes of well-shot action by an actor that is supposed to not show much emotional depth because of the character he is playing.
They finally figured out how to hack Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, basically.
That is a criticism of things that really, really annoy me. If I say, like, you know, I didn't really care for something. I thought it was kind of boring. Well, it's supposed to be boring. Well, then they fucking succeeded.
Baseball.
What do you want me to say?
Baseball is supposed to be boring. That's why you can't.
It's supposed to be like pastoral in like the gay 90s, and you ride like an oversized bicycle to it and have a basket of peanuts and talk about, you know, the Harding administration.
I would play that
it's
game.
Antiquated.
But I mean, wasn't the Harding administration in the 1910s? Not the
18th? Why are you being this way, Jeff?
I meant to say McKinley. You're right. I'm going to take this.
I mean, I'm terribly uneducated, and you reminded me this whole episode, but I feel like you probably should have been on that ball.
Yeah, you're right. I should bone up on my, you know, late 19th century references before I come to Popular Opinion.
Oh, I haven't read the...
These are comments from the last episode you and Raquel were on, Jeff.
Oh, that's right.
Called We Are Still the World.
When we talked about all... Where I basically promoted revolution, violent revolution. And
yeah.
I was rebuked. I was rebuked.
Yeah,
by the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
She rebuked me. Do you notice we've been rebuking each other a lot more
that
lately?
That happens a lot on these shows. Yeah. It's a very interesting dynamic having you and your girlfriend co-host.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. I have to do some editing.
Now you can
voicemail
leave some stuff in there.
Episode this week.
Adam, was it your idea to have his girlfriend on the show, or was he just like do you think she wanted to come on and he was just too spineless to say
well,
no?
Well, no, at first she volunteered to like be the engineer and do that stuff.
Okay.
And I'm too much of a control freak.
Okay.
I was like sitting there, like looking at this stuff, like I would rather just be over there. Mm-hmm. So then she just became like a permanent.
And it turns out people like her very guest. Much.
Oh, good.
Even though she has some unpopular opinions.
Whoa, she's in the right place then. This Jeff May, what a turkey.
That was anyway, a good one, Jeff. Yeah, it's Jeff that everyone hates.
Oh, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Lady of Old Boots said, who did Dr. Nick just there? That was startling. Sorry, that was me.
Hi, everybody.
Trev 3196 says, holy shit, you read my comment. I think my heart almost exploded from excitement and cholesterol buildup. Well, now I hope we just killed you.
Trevception.
You're dead now. Mm-hmm. NB says, violent revolution sometimes gets things done, but a lot of times it leads to more reactionary regimes, such as in the Russian Revolution, the revolutions of 1848, and even the French Revolution. Oh, someone reads books.
I don't want to hear political theory from someone who spells a lot as one word.
Jeez. Roast in the fans.
What does this guy think he is? Fucking violent revolution sometimes. He's talking like he's like a fucking dictator who's like, like a 90-year-old political theorist. Shut up. You're on the unpopular opinion comment section.
It's a very esteemed comment section, though. I would have you know. Let's look at some...
Violent revolution sometimes gets things done. I prefer to agitate the serfs and to...
Shut up.
We did a fight cast recently. Beyonce versus Rihanna. Who you got, Joe? Beyonce or Rihanna?
You know, I'm really not that much of a fan of either of them. I'm kind of a terrible game.
Okay. Hit it, Brett. That didn't happen. I was just joking.
Okay. I don't know. I don't really get Beyonce. I don't get, and I like dumb pop music. Like I like Taylor Swift a lot, but Beyonce just doesn't hit the, you know, spots in my brain.
David Rittenhouse regarding this episode says, going to give it to Chris. He was the Beyonce side. Mm-hmm. Even though I couldn't make it all the way through, authorial intent to me is not a very good argument. And while that wasn't all of Josh's argument, it came up too often. Mm-hmm. As someone who reads a lot of novels, David Rittenhouse reads novels, you guys.
Way to read.
Authorial intent to me is not a very good argument. We discuss this many a night at Skull and Bones, you know.
He says, I
from the Connecticut Rittenhouses.
Hate this guy.
This is awesome. He says, I know it may be a poor reason to vote one, but it's my reason. Springsteen's Born in the USA gets co-opted every election cycle by Republicans because of this fact, and there isn't more a more straight line song on the planet. Yeah, I suppose. Beyonce still wins. Someone says, can we have Pretty Please have... Kernan Wing says, can we Pretty Please have Fightcast be the weekly? It would make my months better by far. No, because Fightcast is a very hard podcast to book.
Yeah.
I have to find two people willing to vehemently argue one point.
We got a cool one coming up, though, that I'm really excited about.
Which one?
The one with that we're trying to set up the scheduling with.
Oh, that's Listcast.
Oh, that's a Listcast. Oh, that's right.
Fightcast is the one where we two people just
oh, yeah.
argue and we decide who's. Chet Wild left a comment, said hashtag fastball at Chet's cast. Thanks, Chet. Oh, I went all the way out of there. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, that's not polite.
No, it's not. We'll read a couple more comments and we'll get the fuck out of here.
How about one that I was on?
Yeah.
That's We Are Still the World.
I would like some positive Jeff feedback.
Yeah, there's none.
There well, none no, no, don't. We'll say that and tell you before you read them.
Old Firebone says, holy fuck, Jeff said goodbye. Gift of the Magi.
Yeah. I did. I don't recall saying that.
But you did. You said goodbye on that podcast.
You people are insane.
Why do people always say things like, hey, Adam and guest, or Adam and Jeff, or whoever on the voicemails? Voicemail shows are always ATB, Jeff, and Raquel. Get your shit together, people.
Yeah, Liam.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liam. Shallow humor. Jeff May, you're insane. You passed on getting your lady in a Star Wars tee. That's way worse than racism, dude.
Not really.
What's that? What was that?
You wouldn't have sex with your girlfriend in the Star Wars tee?
Because she was wearing a Star Wars shirt. He wouldn't have sex with
you
her.
You wouldn't have sex.
No, because the shirt you gave to your brother that Raquel wanted, and you were like, no, I'm going to give this to my brother because I don't like women.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I like my brother.
Yeah.
So she wanted to take your brother's gift?
Yeah, I bought a Star Wars shirt. I bought this really great shirt at Comic-Con, and she's like, I want to wear it to sleep in. And I was like, well, I want to give it to my brother for him to wear in public.
Yeah.
Because it shrunk just a little too much where it would fit him perfectly.
Right, right.
I don't have a lot of money to give gifts right now.
Sure.
So I was like, I'll give this to him for Christmas. And so I gave it to him.
But when are you going to have another opportunity to get your woman in a Star Wars tee?
Literally most of the times.
Yeah, that's
true. I have
true.
Plenty of those, and they're all in her apartment.
That sounds very 2003, fucking a girl in a Star Wars tee.
Yeah. That was my height. Just turned 22.
That was
at
peak
that point
putting up numbers, everybody.
All right.
Peak fuck years for Jeff May.
Should we get the fuck out of here? Because I have to piss.
All right.
Right? Don't I, Jeff?
Yeah, I think you do.
You can tell. I'm going to piss on
Jeff. Yeah, yeah, that's
I'm
going
to piss on Jeff. Joe, do you have anything to plug?
When is this going to be?
Wednesday.
We're not airing.
Okay. Tonight I'm going to be at the Improv at 8 o'clock.
That does nothing for us. This goes up Wednesday.
Oh,
God. Well, I thought
Wednesday night, he means. He's going to be at the Improv.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Oh. God damn it.
Every time we have a roast comic on here, we're so like trigger fingering ready to take a shot back.
I don't make it a welcoming environment. Wednesday night I'm gonna be at the Hollywood Improv. Also, I should have known this, but my Road to Roast Battle episode, the LA episode in which I battle Alex Hooper and a lot of really, really fun people are on, is going to air on Comedy Central sometime this month. I think towards the end of the month. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be on Roast Battle a bunch. So check that out. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. This is a lot of fun.
Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
January 13th is the Mint on Card 1-year anniversary.
Oh, which I am not on, even though we're such good friends.
You actually don't? Why do you keep saying that every time?
Because it's true.
Okay. We have a great returning cast of many of the people that have not been back yet, including Andy Peters, Dave Waite, Leah K. Janian, Lisa Best, Riley Silverman, Sam Jay, and many special guests that will be dropping in over the course of the night.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
That's a very good show. That's a really, really fun show for real. I highly suggest you go check it out.
It's one of the, we pay comics, we get the money, which is something that's. It's nice. I like to do it.
I'm embarrassed to say it does set you apart in this town.
Yeah, well, it's hard. You know, I want the show that every comic wants to do. That's what I want to do. And we've got a year, and it's fantastic, and I'm really, really excited for it, and hopefully all sorts of really fun things can happen. So it's January 13th, 1 year. If you're in L.A., please make it. It's we start at around 7-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I say 7. It always ends
the
up starting
totes chill, and they just kind of start.
People know how
happens.
This works.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a blast. It's so much fun, and it's a lot of fun. It's that Blast from the Past in Burbank. You can find all that information. You know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
And follow me on the socials.
I am at Angel City Brewing Company Friday, with Chet Wild. We are doing a show with Danger Van Gorder, so you can come see Countless Thousands as well.
Before he is crippled.
Before Jeff May destroys his life.
Mm.
And then the following Monday, I am at Trip in Santa Monica.
Oh, I forgot to send them my avails.
With the Doll Face Dames. With Jeff's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you have fun with that.
Intrigued.
Just got that email.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm booked with...
No, you know, I know. I figured out.
That'll be fun. And I think that's all I got going on. Subscribe to us on ConnectPal if you don't already.
Buy our album.
We do 10 podcasts a goddamn week for $4.99 a month.
Heavens.
And they are all excellent podcasts.
They're all aces.
Because we're... funny people who do funny things, and people like our podcasts. The people who subscribe like them. Why don't you like them and subscribe too?
You know, if you sign up, you get... No, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do a Jesse Ventura today.
Is that what that was?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, the roast battle continues. Yeah. I love it. All right.
You sign up to a podcast network and you'll hear about the conspiracies that control...
That is great.
That modern America.
That's good.
Jeff May is a member of the Bilderberg Group. Can you confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Wow, that's good. That's
he
good.
Once punched a janitor at the Trilateral Commission. I'll have him on my show later today.
Wow, that's really fantastic.
He is a mean-spirited lunk and a tool of the Illuminati.
Oh, I shouldn't have tried to do Predator Ventura.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Your old Ventura is so good.
Thank you.
God damn it.
I don't have a ton of impressions, but the ones I can do, I can
I
do
love
well.
That that's the one.
Yeah. I can do Jesse Ventura. I can do Hank Hill pretty well.
Used to be able to do that one.
Oh, that's a good one. There's a moment. Can I get vulnerable for a second since I've just been a cunt this
whole
thing?
Yeah.
There's a moment in an old King of the Hill where Bobby wants to start growing roses competitively. And Hank is understandably embarrassed by it, so he makes Bobby grow them in the closet, wink. And there's a moment where Bobby wants to show the roses he grew to the neighborhood, and Hank is literally, like, ushering him back into the closet for, like, all his little rose garden. And he goes, "Now, Bobby, get back in the closet and tell you when." And I'm like, this, I'm watching this and going, that has been my whole fucking life right there, that sentence.
Poignant moment in
anyway.
King of the Hill.
That's right.
Because
you sold propane.
Yeah. You sold propane and propane accessories.
All
Let's
right.
Let's do that.
It's
Let's
not
have
the,
that.
It's not
that
the fucking
you're...
voice off.
It's voice battle. Yeah. No.
All right. Say goodbye, Joe.
Bye, everybody.
Jeff, say goodbye.
Sure.
Say
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
say
no,
goodbye, you motherfucking monster.
That's. You didn't have to say it.
Say
like
goodbye.
That. Goodbye. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. No, thank you. Fine. Thank you. That's all. Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bristol Street. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street. I'm not.